Four conflicting forces are now engaged in a life and death struggle for the souls of men. On the one side are the forces of virtue and truth, and on the other, the armies of evil and deception. Signs of the four horsemen of the apocalypse can be clearly seen as we survey happenings across the globe. Just last week, Israel executed two deadly strikes on a Syrian military installation, killing at least 100 elite soldiers fighting Al-Qaeda rebels, funded by the Jewish-ruled West and its patsies in the oil-rich Arab world. And the best a Jewish puppet, William Hague, Foreign Secretary of England, could offer? That Israel committed an act of war? Nah. But the Jewish scripted line, Israel has the right to defend itself. In other words, when Israel attacks, that's called defense.
No, I haven't condemned what Israel has done in relation to Syria. Israel will act to protect its national security. We do have to respect that. And we have to be concerned about the position of people in Syria who are being massacred.
Why do only Jews have the right to defend themselves? What about the massacred Syrian Orthodox Christians? Why are they not allowed to defend themselves against Al-Qaeda rebels who the Jews are supporting? For they are the real victims of the Jewish war on Syria. And Assad, who the Jews fear due to his Arab nationalism, has been protecting them, as well as all minorities in Syria, granting them religious freedom in his Shiite government. I saw a white horse, the revelation of St. John tells us, and he who sat upon it went forth conquering and to conquer. The white horse is the church, whose rider is Christ himself, who through the centuries has brought countless numbers into the kingdom of heaven. But the adversary, Satan, the second horseman, rides upon a red horse, a great sword given him, shedding the blood of martyrs in his war against the church and her message of peace between God and men. But so long as false prophets like John Hagee pray for the peace of the earthly Jerusalem, which the Revelation calls spiritually Sodom and Egypt, then peace will continually be taken out of the earth.
If there was ever a day to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, it's today. The Bible says, he that touches you, speaking of Israel and the Jewish people, touches the apple of God's eye. The word apple literally translates pupil. When you intentionally offend Israel and persecute the Jewish people, it's like sticking your forefinger in the eye of God. Just keep it up. You're going to get his undivided attention very soon.
No way. How can those who St. Paul calls the enemies of the gospel, Jews, be the apple of God's eye? How can Christ-hating Jews, crucifiers of God in the flesh, be his chosen when the Revelation says that only those who follow Christ are the called, the chosen, and the faithful? And the only attention America is getting for blessing the Jews is seeing its boys, not Jews, shipped home in body bags, long unemployment lines, and the highest suicide rate ever. Just maybe if we stop blessing the Jews, we can restore our moral and economic health once and for all. And growing up as a Jew, I really have to laugh at this farce.
When you intentionally offend Israel and persecute the Jewish people, it's like sticking your forefinger in the eye of God.
Baptists worried about Jews being persecuted? Believe me, the feeling is not mutual. And lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand, and a voice, a measure of wheat and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and wine, indicating a famine, and for our day, a dearth of truth, and a harvest of lies by Jewish control of global propaganda. See thou hurt not the oil and the wine, the third horseman is warned, meaning the sacraments of the church are preserved throughout the ages, the sealing of the Holy Spirit through baptism, and the infusion of divine life through Holy Communion, oil and wine. Indeed, Satan has been cast down, yet he continues to fight against the church militant, for he sees that his time is short. And behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed him, and power was given them to kill with sword, hunger, and the beasts of the earth. The fourth horseman is named Death, with hell following for those not worthy of eternal life. Instead, wailing, gnashing of teeth, and being cast into the lake of fire, reserved for the beasts of the earth, the demons, and the prince of demons, Satan himself, and for war-mongering Jews and their enablers on Capitol Hill, fully grown fat for the slaughter. Not for a slaughter in Syria, but for a butchering in hell, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched.